We're looking at the teachings on generating the compassionate mind of bodhicitta. There are five stages to this. You know, I'll just read the verses out, actually, from the three principal aspects. There are two verses here that are particularly relevant to generating bodhicitta. Actually, the two verses are just giving the instructions on how to contemplate and generate bodhicitta. Swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, and death. Tightly bound by the chains of karma, so hard to release. Ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping. Completely enveloped by the pitch-black darkness of ignorance. Taking rebirth after rebirth in boundless samsara. And unceasingly tormented by the three sufferings, painful feelings, changing suffering, and pervasive suffering. Through contemplating the state of your mothers, all living beings in conditions such as these, generate the supreme mind of bodhicitta. Beautiful presentation of Jeson Karpa's in these two verses. Geshe-la has explained that there are five stages to generating bodhicitta. Actually, each stage is a bodhicitta. Each meditation is a meditation on bodhicitta. So we get five meditations on bodhicitta just from these two verses. But he explains that none of this is going to work unless we generate cherishing love. He gives a very precise, concise, pointed way for how to generate cherishing love. Beginning like this. He says, before we begin the five stages, we first strongly recognize that all living beings are our mothers. Okay, that's the first thing. And then he tells us how to do that. He says, in the Condensed Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, Buddha said, you should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers and always help them with loving kindness and compassion. We should keep this advice in our heart. So we contemplate often, you know, what Buddha said, and I'm a faithful Buddhist, I believe in Buddha. Buddha said, you should recognize all living beings as your mothers and fathers, okay, and help them with loving kindness, just like this. And then, in order to help us generate cherishing love, after contemplating that they're all our kind mothers, we think, we strongly recognize all living beings are our kind mothers, and we cherish them, believing they are more important than myself, who am only one single person. Okay? It's a big jump. There's a lot of steps in here, if you know the various meditations in the Lam Rim. Basically, this conclusion, they are more important than myself, who I'm just one single person. This is a conclusion we reach once we've recognized all living beings as our mothers, and we've also then gone on to practice equalizing and exchanging self with others. We've got to this point where we consider all living beings without exception to be more important than ourselves. We're thinking, I'm just one person. All these living beings around me, they're all my kind mothers. Of course, they're much more important than me. Yeah. So if we have these two bases, we have the recognition of everyone as our mother, and then we also cherish them more than ourselves. In other words, we've given up considering ourselves to be important, and we now consider everyone else to be supremely important. Okay, then our mind is charged, it is ready. We're prepared then to actually engage in meditations on bodhicitta. Okay, swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, you contemplate how all our kind mothers are experiencing birth, aging, sickness, and death over and over again. Contemplating in this way, with cherishing love, we can't bear it. We develop compassion, wishing to liberate them all from their suffering. And then in order to fulfill the wish of our compassion, we generate a determination. I must become enlightened for the benefit of all my kind mothers. And this determination is bodhicitta. It is the mind of enlightenment. And then we concentrate on that determination single-pointedly for as long as we can. And we do this continuously, day and night, until this bodhicitta wish becomes spontaneous. This is a method to gain profound experience of these meditations. Then the second one, remembering that all living beings, our kind mothers, are tightly bound by the chains of karma. This means, due to their ignorance, all living beings are constantly creating actions or karmas that give them suffering, they give them problems, they bind them to the sufferings of samsara. Contemplate this over and over again, and again, develop a compassionate mind, and then to fulfill the wish of our compassion, we develop the determination to become enlightened. Okay, and then that's a second meditation. And the third one, we're contemplating how all living beings are ensnared within the iron net of self-grasping. Here it's slightly different, in that we are remembering from our own point of view the meaning of the ignorance of self-grasping. Yeah, how it is a poisonous mind that is identifying ourselves and others completely mistakenly. And from this root of self-grasping ignorance comes all our problems. And then we are switching our contemplation to focus on other living beings, all our kind mothers, and we understand now the reason that they're all suffering is because they have this this delusion of the self-grasping ignorance in their minds, which is preventing them from experiencing any real happiness. And we generate the determination to liberate them. We now want to liberate them from this self-grasping ignorance. And again, to fulfill that wish, we generate the determination to become an enlightened being. This is bodhicitta once again.